Hi everyone, this is From the Hip with Dawn Burks, and today I'm sitting again with my boo, Talisa Johnson.
Hello, hi everybody.
Yes, we are here as usual to talk to you about what we know you're talking about, because we're talking about the same dang thing.
Yeah.
And today, that is what?
Just a lot of mess.
A lot of mess.
I mean, a lot of mess.
People just messy to be messy. People acting like the devil has them on payroll.
I'm fed up.
Look, my southern accent is already out.
That's, yeah. I can't even. Well, let's start with like a positive thing though.
Okay.
It's Obama's birthday.
Happy birthday, Barry.
Happy birthday. Wow. You know, I especially want to shout out that iconic tan suit.
Yes.
Iconic.
Yes.
Just truly,
truly
a moment.
Iconic. It's a
truly
moment.
Truly a
now,
moment.
That's how you do Easter.
That's how you do a suit, period. What? Sleep. That, yeah. Wow. Truly.
Okay. Truly. Did you see? Now, I saw this. And this was amazing to me. And actually, no, it's Michelle and Barack. There was this woman who tweeted that her mother invited the
Oh my
Obama
God,
to her
I
wedding.
Saw that. Yes, and they responded.
And it was
like the cutest response ever. They were just like, wow, like we wish you happiness and love like for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Like, sorry we couldn't make it. I was just like, oh my God.
And the girl couldn't believe
so
it. The tweet was amazing. And it turns out that, you know, they responded to other people too. And it's a little formulaic, of course. It would have to be.
Yeah.
But can you imagine?
I'm sure there are a lot of people that invite them. I want to invite them.
Now I
don't have the address.
Well, the address is on there was an article on HuffPost had the address. They hot linked the address. I'm not giving it out here because I'm not going to be held responsible.
Yeah. I'm not even getting married, but I'm like debating on inviting them though.
I might invite them to baby girl's 9th birthday party.
Interesting.
Just saying.
I feel like, I mean, you can invite. The most they can say is no. And send that really cute card.
And send that card. Yeah. That's all I want is a response.
You might as well.
I mean, because I'm getting ready to RSVP to some things and I'm going to say no.
Oh, God.
But all I'm going to say is no. Oh, I'm not sending a card.
Yeah.
They're barely getting the no. Because you got to know when you invite people.
You got to do better than that.
I'm just saying.
Come on.
Look.
But you can't do people like that.
I don't try to. I don't try to. I'm just saying you got to know. You got to know that when you invite all these people, that a third of the people just aren't going to answer.
Yeah, but you would hope that Barack and Michelle would be in the group that does answer.
They will. They will, because they have a level of class that I attained at one point and I lost along the way. Kind of like the craziness that's been happening at the White House these days.
Oh, God.
What's going on there?
Yeah, so apparently, and this has like really been stirring in my mind for some time.
Not shaking?
No, I'm literally shaken. I'm shook. The Trump administration apparently wants to investigate colleges for discriminating against white applicants. The New York Times.
What colleges?
Like, colleges, in a broader term. They want to like look into these colleges' application processes and see if there's anything.
Trump University?
That deserves a separate investigation on its own but that's really my business.
I'm sorry. I'm maintaining impartiality.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
No,
of course.
I'm just trying to get I'm trying to get it in a box.
No, you
here.
Have to put it in context.
Yeah, I'm
that's
trying
all
to get
you were
it
doing.
In context.
You were only just putting
all
it in
all I was doing. I'm just saying that's all. I just wanted to know.
Yeah.
So colleges in general.
I mean,
that's my problem with a lot of what this particular administration is doing.
Right.
And even with the administration before, I had a few problems with the fact that they would just throw something out sometimes and it would be framed in such a way that there would be no point to it. There would be no fine point to it, I guess, is what I'm
mean?
Saying. Like I liked Hillary's healthcare proposal a little better from jump, because it delineated a lot of things that people had questions about. It mm-hmm. was more detailed. And Trump is like, it's like a master class in providing no detail. We're going to give you change, but there's no detail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
And it's kind of like a, I guess it's a politician 101 thing.
Yeah, like I feel like a lot of this, like even a lot of other stuff that I've been thinking about is kind of like politics as usual. I just feel like because we have this president who's kind of like, we're just like, what do we do with this? He's not a politician.
Right, that's right.
So he's doing things and we're like.
And he tweets everything.
Right.
And I mean, the very fact that we have to debate whether tweets are actual acts,
like are they public statements, do they count,
right, are they presidential real acts?
Can we hold him accountable for these right. tweets, because he doesn't even tweet from the actual account, he tweets from his personal account. And then some aide somewhere, oh god help them, is tweeting from the actual POTUS account.
And what I've read that they've tried to take the keys to the account away from him a couple of times, but
no, I'm pretty sure they have distracted him so that,
but somebody there's an internal leak to the leaker, because there's a leak back to him as to what the password is.
Yeah.
That's the person they need to catch. Forget the person trying to leak to the outside press.
Like, what they need to do is change that password. But yeah, I mean, so what do you think about colleges that are allegedly, you know, possibly potentially discriminating against white students? I just don't.
But what does that look like?
That's what I'm saying. Like, are you really not getting in because you're white, or are you not getting in? Because, I mean, and I was just listening to something this morning. It's like, okay, people are saying that black students are getting in at higher rates and affirmative action is making, like, mm-hmm. making it so that black and brown people are taking the spots of white people who otherwise would have gotten in had it not been for affirmative action. But really, it's the same percentage of yes. black students getting in every, which is still the minority. So whether or not they're letting more in, it's still not changing the fact that white people are the majority of people being let into the universities. Like, it's not disproportionate. It's not like, it's just, I don't understand why there's even a discussion about people thinking that they're being discriminated against. Like, even with the Abigail?
Yeah. I think that's her name.
We found out that baby girl had bad grades.
Yeah, and that's why she didn't get
in. Because I'm like, and a lot of people.
But look how far she got.
To the Supreme Court?
Yes.
And that whole time, nobody was like, you know what? Let's check the transcript.
You know what? You know who they needed? They needed Judge Judy.
Judge Judy would have been like, pull out the transcript. Or Judge Hatchet.
Judge Hatchet. Girlfriend, show me your grades. I mean, but, really.
I mean, honestly, and I just think it's kind of ridiculous. It's just kind of ridiculous, and it's just really ignorant that people. It's just really ignorant.
It's hard to put.
I don't want to get too emotional.
Right, right. It's hard to put too fine a point on it, because at this point, it seems like what's happening is that this particular administration has all of these pieces that are not working toward the same end, but everybody's trying to please the leader of it by finding something they can focus on.
Yeah.
And affirmative action is a buzzword.
It is a buzzword. But yeah. White people are not being discriminated against because of affirmative action. And I think that
right.
that is the point that we need to understand. So when we're talking about in an internal memo how you want to start yeah. investigating, it's like, okay, now you're going searching for something that most likely doesn't exist. And if you looked at the statistics that are already out there that already exist about this thing, you would see
it's
that black people are still the minorities.
It's distraction. Stay woke.
Dead is stay woke. That's like the go-to phrase.
Just stay woke.
You're trying to distract us.
Right. It is. It's all distraction from the fact that we don't know what we're doing, so we're doing everything. It's, you know, master of none. You know, if you're trying to do everything, you can't do one thing well. And I think that's part of it. I mean, there's so much going on there. I mean, the Secret Service is in a trailer outside of Trump Tower. Did you see that?
Are you serious? What is going on with that?
They couldn't come to an agreement with Trump Tower to lease space inside Trump Tower.
You're playing with me, right?
No, to look after the president's primary address.
Okay, so
because he retained his real estate holdings, and maybe he probably has nothing to do with these dealings. He personally probably does not. But what does it look like that the Secret Service, who has to protect his home, can't do it in the way that they need to, because they can't come to an agreement to lease space inside his home?
And is it really that difficult? I mean, I'm not going to sit here and act like I know oh so much about the Secret Service leasing whatever, but it doesn't seem it would be that complicated.
I mean, if I can sign a lease, they can sign a lease. I'm just saying.
That's what I'm saying.
If they let me have a lease on a house,
I'ma just sign. And then that'll be it.
I'm gonna say 6 months or a year.
Honestly.
That's all.
Yeah.
We agree on a rate, you do it.
Yeah.
And I know there's some other fine print or whatever, but they're in a trailer. And when I found that out, I was like, what the hey is going on? Yeah. Y'all know I didn't say hey, but I'm saying hey now. I mean.
Gotta catch yourself.
There's so much going on. Like, I just wanted to have a segment today called Boy Bye. And I'm not even going to talk about everybody else on that because that's just going crazy.
Yeah.
I'm just going to cough a little bit. Y'all heard that right. Mama getting sick.
Oh no.
Right. Okay. This Procter & Gamble ad. We're going from affirmative action.
Right. Clean segue.
To the talk.
Clean segue.
Cleanish.
Have you had that talk with your daughter?
Yes.
Really?
Already.
Wow.
She's 8 years old.
So when did you talk to her about it? And what was that?
I talked to her about we were going to a park in Dallas, here in Dallas, with a splash pad. She wanted to take her water gun because she had seen the other little kids take their water gun to the ballpark. To the splash park. I had to explain to my 8-year-old child why she could not take a pink water gun with an orange handle to the park to play like the other children, because
she could end up like Tamir Rice.
Exactly. She didn't understand that. She just knew I was adamant that she was not taking this water gun to the park. Hmm. You can take something that shoots water, but it's not going to look like a gun.
Yeah.
In fact, I don't even want it to look pointy.
Yeah.
And it saddened me, and she cried. It made me want to cry that I even had to have this discussion with her.
Right.
And I was telling someone the other day, they were talking about if you haven't seen this ad, you need to go see it. It's just basically parents, brown parents through the years having what's called the talk, quote unquote.
Right. So what is with the talk, their children? John?
The talk is when you teach your child how they have to interact with the police.
Right.
How they have to comport themselves
to twist and bend and mold themselves into being the perfect citizen so that hopefully they don't get killed.
Right.
Right.
Or even arrested, or even something that wouldn't happen to any other child. Any other child would get, boys will be boys, or girls will be girls, or kids will be kids. But our children are
here. Even at 35, they get kids will be kids.
Well, and my thing is, I was telling someone who, you know, a friend of mine posted on Facebook, and I commented, I was like, when I was learning how to drive, one of the first things I learned before I even pulled out of our driveway was how to assume the position.
Wow.
Hands at 10 and 2. Officer, I am just reaching for my registration.
And you know what's crazy? It's like, I don't remember one specific incident where my mom or dad, it probably would have been my dad, but my mom or dad was like, okay, let me sit you down and have this conversation. There were just like a bunch of little, yes, there were just like a bunch of little statements. From, you know, like a bunch of little statements from time to time, you know, hey, by the way, don't do this or don't do. So mm-hmm. It's like, although I don't remember one specific conversation, I still know, you know, like I grew up with them ingraining it one seed at a time. Yes. And so now I know, okay, when I go on a road, especially when I started driving from Delaware to Florida by myself.
People forget that it's the small interactions that make the big ones so egregious. The small interactions, the memories I have of the cop, of a cop calling me and my friends the nerdiest black kids in the world, the N-word when I was a kid, you know, or a teacher doing it, that builds up. Those microaggressions build up until when the big thing happens, of course we want to decry it. I mean, and maybe that's why there's such outcry to try to get visions of ourselves on television and in media.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to show ourselves and have you see us in a different light.
Yeah.
And have us see ourselves in a different light.
Yeah.
So that maybe we all interact with each other differently. Like, okay, the Game of Thrones people decided they wanted to make this show called Confederate.
Oh, my God.
Right. I'm the TV writer, so I have to go back there, right?
Okay. Let's talk about it.
So we
I'm fed up once again.
Right. We have that. They have a concept. Of course, they're going to get
it's a concept, though, not right. a script. Let's be clear. Not a script.
It's just a concept.
Not a plot. Not a.
They basically,
it's an idea.
As someone put, it's slavery fan fiction.
You know, that's pretty spot on.
Yeah.
I'm not going to disagree.
I saw that and I was like, oh, okay, they got that right.
They thought they were really creative right. with this one.
Right. They did.
So Confederate yes. is, and correct me if I'm wrong.
Give the people what they need.
Confederate is, HBO is thinking of starting this new series called Confederate.
Oh, thinking. They've given the green light to this puppy.
Okay. Let's see.
Yeah.
So they are going to do this show called Confederate, where it's an alternate reality where the South won the
South actually succeeded.
Yes.
And slavery is still an institution.
Right.
And now it's more than an institution. It's a corporate type thing. Right. And
we have to, full disclosure, there are two men who were going to, who had the idea for the show.
Yes.
They were they directors on Game of Thrones? Producers?
Yes.
Okay, directors of Game of Thrones, worked on Game of Thrones. They are both white.
Which meant that they were going to get the green light for whatever fell out of their mouths.
Yeah, because Game of Thrones
to be fair.
Right.
To be fair. They're yeah. just going to, whatever cockamamie idea they had come up with, it was going to be made.
Right. Because they now trust them because of the success of Game of Thrones.
They could have said, we're going to make a live action Simpsons. Oops, already made. That was the Honeymooners. Okay, never mind. But, you know, they could have said, we're going to update this. They would have had that made. So that's neither here nor there.
So essentially, there was huge backlash because why do you think that this is okay? Why are you bold enough to even think that this is okay? And then not only is this okay, but is this okay without having black people in the room?
And so they went and got some black people in the room.
Because backlash, keep going.
Although, from what I hear, they claim that they did that before.
Okay.
And so now, Will Packer, who went to
Florida
A&M, yay. Where we did.
He's alum.
He and Aaron Magruder of Boondocks fame.
Yes.
They had a show that they've been working on for more than a year.
Right.
But they hadn't
announced it.
They had not disclosed to anyone what it was about. They had not announced it because they were workshopping it and making it. Theirs is an alternate reality in which black people got reparations. Mm. And it's called,
America.
It's called Black America because the black people are mostly in southern states.
Yeah, they like, that's like their territory.
That's like their territory, and the two nations have fought and bled and whatever.
I think it's like Louisiana.
They figured it out. Yeah, they figured it out, and there are two nations, two highly developed nations.
Right, that border each other.
Right, and so we've got the two of them, but they felt like with the attention being brought to Confederate,
It
was time for people to know that this too was being made. The thing is that the backlash on either side is very interesting to watch. There's backlash here and there's, y'all know what it's called, tears over here.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to reconcile this. I want to wait and see because the proof is in the pudding.
Yeah.
But I just don't know. I don't know if I can bear.
Can you imagine how dope it would be if, like, just for a second.
Crossover episode?
I just want everyone to just imagine if black people had their own country.
Or, well.
I assume it would be something like Wakanda from Black Panther.
One can only hope.
I mean, I'm like pretty sure though. Like, I'm like pretty sure. Because if you think about it, like.
Vibranium for everyone.
And all these different things, like.
Well, you know, in Wakanda, they have all of the cures for all the things that ail us, but they won't give it to the Western nations because right? they know that the insurance companies will hoard it.
They'll
and
misuse
only
it.
Use it for profit.
They'll misuse it.
I'm just saying.
Right.
I love Wakanda.
But I am looking forward to Black America. I'm also looking forward to Confederate. Ta-Nehisi Coates did a really interesting piece today in The Atlantic about why we shouldn't give Confederate the benefit of the doubt. Because HBO execs are like, oh, you guys should just wait and see. Like, they, you don't know yet.
They think because gave us Insecure.
And all of Beyonce's.
Right.
And all of Beyonce's tours and Lemonade.
Right. They think because they gave us that we're going to be like, oh, okay, let's go trip through some daisies to watch this.
We're not that forgiving.
And plus, HBO, y'all cost a grip. I'm just going to say that.
not hard transition. Moving right along.
Right.
I mean, okay, so.
We're going to skate right by that.
Seeing yourself in television, like you were saying earlier, is like so. So important.
Representation.
It's literally
inclusion.
So important. We were in the other day in the newsroom, we were talking about that show Zoom.
Yes.
Come on and Zoom, come on. That's all that just that show in general was like such a large part of my childhood. But also I loved Lanice. Like
and for me it was Electric Company.
She used to do that bank cab bounce in the beginning.
She did. She did.
And I'm Lanice. Hey.
Yeah. Yeah, yes. She did.
Yeah. Anyways, okay. So, So Netflix, right? They started that new trending hashtag.
Yeah.
Called First Time I Saw Me. First Time I Saw Me.
Yes.
So that's kind of had me thinking. Like, when was the first time I saw me? I think it was on. My mom bought these black Barbie pillowcases and sheets, and because she. She never wanted me to, like, she wanted me to see myself. She didn't want that to have to be a factor so early in my life. So I always had black Barbie pillowcases.
You know, we talked about this, and I think it just came to me.
What?
It was the first time I read me. It was a book called Dicey Song, which is my mother's name, actually. And it's a book about a young black girl. And the cover of the book has this young black girl with pigtails, just like mine were.
Aww.
And it was like, oh, okay, I'm going to read this. I don't even care what it's about.
I don't
about.
Care what it's about. Yeah, no.
I have no idea.
I mean, and I find that even now I'm still like that. Like, even now if I see a book that has a black leading character or a show that has a leading black character, I'm just automatically like, let me see what's up with this.
Let me see what's up.
Because we don't get enough play, to be honest. Like, we just don't get enough, like, space to project what being black is really like.
It's kind of like that thing where every February you've got somebody going, oh, if we had a white history, why don't we get a white history month? I'm like, that's basically every other month of the year. So I'm just.
But white history is framed as history, though.
Right.
So that's just history.
But that's the thing.
I don't get it.
It's people.
I'm confused.
People just don't. People don't think beyond themselves. They don't look beyond their own mirror. And I try to flip everything around and take a 360 degree view. And that means one day my brain is going to fall out of my head. But I try to do that, and I try to put myself in the other person's shoes. And sometimes it's hard because everybody's angry about stuff.
Yeah. I mean, okay. And to that point, because I'm a little angry right now, too. Because
she looks angry, y'all.
Yeah. Because Netflix, okay, so they started this hashtag.
She got the finger up.
Which is, like, really cool, right? This is great that they started this hashtag. They're trying to bring light to diversity, especially their diverse content.
And they got in podcasters and other media influencers,
Media
influencers to do it with them.
Right. So they have all these people that are really engaged in this new hashtag and let's talk about our diversity. But Netflix, you just cut one of your most diverse programs, i.e. Sense8.
Yeah, that's true.
That's you true. Just cut Sense8. Sense8 had a huge following, and maybe it wasn't big enough for you. It didn't monetize. But now you're pouring money into all of these new shows and when you could have just invested into this other show that people really liked.
And people were hoping that they would pick up Underground.
Yeah.
Which, of course, you knew this was coming. WGN America claimed that they were getting out of the business of original scripted programming and canceled their like three highest rated TV shows, of which Underground was one of them. And then I see an announcement the other day that they got a scripted television drama getting ready to come on. It's like, whoa, wait a minute.
So you lied.
That's what it seems like.
So you're a liar.
I'm just saying.
I don't know if they are. I don't know if they're lying or not.
But I mean, it's so much fallout. All I know is that TV is trying a little bit. NBC just announced an initiative to try to get more women directors and women of color directors.
That's good.
Give through people fellowship a programs. Disney has had a diversity program for a very long time. CBS has diversity issues, but everybody knows that. I mean, Shamar Moore, that's about it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's checking for them. Yeah. But
I really am not checking for CBS. I'm sitting here trying to think, like, what shows do I watch?
But it's
CBS?
Still the most. It's still the most watched network. It fails in the 18 to 49 demo, where the advertising dollars are.
Right.
But it still is the most watched network, and I'm still trying to figure out why.
I'm surprised. Yeah.
Well, I think I figured out why. I think it's because everything is a procedural, and football. And everything, that's Benjamin Robinson, who you heard earlier, football and everything, nothing surprising on there.
Yeah.
But then what really brought their diversity issues to the fore was the Asian leads in Hawaii Five-0 quit because they didn't get paid
they
like
the other
people.
They weren't getting paid fair wages, and then they didn't want to just pay them fair wages. They'd rather let them leave.
And all they're saying is that, well, we offered them hefty pay raises. Okay. Yeah, but did you offer them pay raises to equal those of others?
Because hefty doesn't mean that it was equal.
Right. Or even close to equal. Maybe instead of sometimes equal doesn't mean dollars.
Yeah.
Sometimes equal can mean get me to a certain point in dollars and add some extra PTO.
Or benefits.
Or benefits.
Right.
Or give me a pumping station so I don't have to store my baby's milk somewhere else or something else.
Yeah.
It doesn't always equate to money.
Yeah.
And I think that's where a lot of people's imaginations fall short as to what equal can mean on both sides, I think.
I think it's like, be fair.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
equal and fair sometimes aren't the same thing.
Right. And I feel like a lot of people forget that.
Yeah. But, you know, HBO got Deaf Poetry Jam reboot.
Hey.
We've got Zazie Beetz. Did you see the photo of her as Domino and Deadpool 2? She looks
excited.
You know what my daughter said about her hair?
What?
With the afro? She said, Mommy, it looks like the sun.
It does.
And you know what?
It looks so fluffy. Like, if you touch it, it'd be really soft.
And with that, I am out. My hair looks like the sun. It don't get no better than that. That's From the Hip at Still From the Hip on Twitter. I'm at guylive.com writing. Talisa is writing about that.
The man
that got beaten on the train.
A man on a DART train at the Deep Ellum station told a couple of kids to stop smoking weed on the train. Can you please wait? And they immediately started beating him up. There was a group of them. They then proceeded to take it off the train at the Deep Ellum stop. And it's been really crazy.
And they are both part of the problem and a result of the problem. Those kids who beat the guy.
Yeah, it's a really difficult
situation. It's a cycle.
Right. There are two people, two guys that have been arrested that we're just trying to figure out a little more that's going on. So just stay updated at DallasNews.com. We're keeping the stories coming, so you can always check them out there. And you can tweet me at Tylisa Johnson. And
I'm at Dawn Burks. That's capital D-A-W-N. B as in boy. U-R-K-E-S.
Yes. Thank you for having me on again, Dawn.
I spelled it on you.
really appreciate being
here. No, thank you for being here. I really appreciate it holding me up while I was trying to cough my way through.
I'm like, and, you really out here with that cough.
Right. Exactly. And Ben, thank you, doll. We'll see all of you later. Please, please reach out to us. Tweet me. I got some passes to see Atomic Blonde, and I got a soundtrack to give away. Bye-bye.